This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Back here at Mustang Stadium following a huge 11-10 win for Stevenson over number one Tufts. Joined now by the head coach of the Mustangs, Coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a massive win.
Thanks. We appreciate it. You know, we've been waiting for the team to play like this all year. You know, this is the time of the team that we knew how they can play. We're just kind of building up to it all year, and just watching them fly around. And I think the most impressive thing we did, and I see it every day in practice, we haven't seen it in the games, but how we knock down passes all day. And that's what we do so well in practice. We just haven't seen it in games yet. And so real impressed with how they played. And defensively, I thought we did a great job. And offensively, I thought we really kept the ball from them, made it really tough for them to get into any kind of flow. And I didn't think they handled the shutoff of Bupgren very well. I thought we did a great job. Mutie did a great job making it tough on them all day.
Coach, you know, you talk about Upgren and the type of player that he is, but you guys had a game plan that was designed to shut him down. He kind of looked like he got frustrated at times, yep. Talked back to the official a couple times.
He did.
I mean, that played a big role. What can you guys take from that as you guys go on and face, you know, Lynchburg in 2 weeks?
Well, I just think we got to understand how we need to play, and I think how hard we have to play. Our kids, we've been trying to get them to play this hard all year, and we knew it was possible. And so, you know, that's what me and Tim have struggled with all the time, and, you know, talking about how can we get these guys to sell out, and we knew we can do it. And the sellout tonight was unbelievable. Guys diving around. Just look at the end of the third quarter. The guys are flying all over the place. The ball knocked down to get in the end so they couldn't get another shot off. And that was great. You know, that's how we have to play. We're going to build momentum because our kids understand how they can play and how successful they can play if they believe in each other. And that's what they really, we fought all year for them to believe in each other. Now they do. And I think we can be a dangerous team, but we can keep it up. But we still have to play a lot of great teams in order to do that.
Coach told Nick at the half that when you made the change to Garrett, it wasn't supposed to be a permanent change,
that's
but he
fact.
Just kept playing well. He made six saves in the fourth quarter.
Well, you know, we just felt that, you know, Garrett was playing well. I mean, I turned to Jack Crawford to the interview before, and it's like, Jack, what do you think? He goes, I think he's playing well. And we just didn't think Connor was seeing the ball as well. And so when we put Garrett in there, I mean, he just made some saves, and we stuck with him. And in the fourth quarter, I think he found his niche and started to make. We know he's a talented goalie. We see it every day in practice. It's the consistency with him was a problem. And, you know, he got his chance today to be great, and so we'll see how he is on Saturday.
Coach, one of the things that I noticed tonight up here is that when you put Garrett in the game, you made a decision to go into like a drop back ride instead of the 10-man, and that really played a huge role in the game. So can you talk about what that decision?
Well, we didn't think that they thought they had a plan for the 10-man, and they had a good plan, and because they're such slick sticks, and so we really got out of that because we recognized that they were going to try to hit the opening. Connor's not always necessarily, he's a little afraid to go out and play those attackmen like he should, so we got out of it right away, you know. So and we dropped back, and we thought they struggled with the drop back ride and doing a tough time getting their guys open. We really made them tough on some 30-second calls and did a good job bouncing guys back and forth. But I think again, guys are doing their jobs, and that's the important part. Sometimes in the ride, if you don't do your job, that's when they get an easy one, as they did the first goal. And I think that, you know, we just had to get out of it. The drop back worked much better for us with the pressure with the attackman.
Coach, as you guys were coming off the field, Steven stopped and dapped up every player on the team.
Yeah.
And he's a senior. He's clearly a leader on this team. What does it mean for you for him to have a moment like this?
Well, Steve understands. Steve wants to win more than anybody. I mean, his will to win is unmatched. It's almost like Peter Green in 2013, where he just wants to win. You know, and he understands that. But everybody's following Steve now, and his toughness and what he's bringing to the table. Everybody wants to be like what the toughness Steve's bringing. And him and Taylor Morgan are doing a great job. Like Taylor Morgan on defense, you see him flying around.
Yep.
Everybody wants to fly around like him and do it. And that kind of play is infectious, I think.
Who'd you bring up here to talk to us tonight?
Down to Fazio, man. First time up here. He's one of our great defensemen, and it was
a huge play at the end of the game.
He came back from his worst game of the year, probably, to play his best game of the year. So we're really proud of him. So here you go, Dom.
Coach, thank you so much. Dom DeFazio slides in. Dom, there at the end of the game, one goal game. They've got possession, under a minute to play. Take us through everything that happened there.
I mean, we come out of the timeout, and the whole basis is just play good defense. You know, try not to do too much. You know, don't do too little. Just play good defense. And I think we kind of let up a couple, watching the ball. You know, we were doing that a couple of times, and I think we just kind of took a breath, realized if we just play our game, you know, what Coach Pulls tries to preach to us every day, just good defense, and the mistakes will come on the offensive side. And I think it really worked out for us.
Dom, you guys have played two top teams, Cabrini a top five team, Tufts number one, and you've held them to low goal totals, 4 for Cabrini and then tonight 10 for Tufts. What does that mean? So when you guys play Dickinson and give up 13, what is that, the feeling that you guys have that you know you can play this good defense and that you need to consistently put it together? What do you got to do that?
It's practice. I mean, guys go down all the time. I mean, unfortunately, we had a guy go down, Jesse Horn, who's a great leader. Everybody loves the guy. He's the glue to this team. And, you know, guys step up, you know, and it's just about confidence, you know, believing in the guy who steps in. You know, it happens every year, you know. last year being the fourth guy rotating in, you know, you learn every year when you're here at Stevenson that, you know, when you come in, you know, everybody believes in you. You know, it's just about trusting in the next guy and everything. And I think, you know, with the game at Dickinson, we just let one get away. And, you know, it's great to bounce back like this. This is awesome.
Dom, you know, Coach has been telling us every time we talk to him, I know our guys are close. He's believed in you guys throughout the course of the season. How much does this win over the number one team in the country, over the two-time defending national champions, how much does it do for the entire group of you guys moving forward?
It shows us that we can do it. If we put an entire game together, you know, we can do anything. I mean, you know, 60 minutes of us just playing our game, you know, Stevenson ball, you know, we can beat anybody, and we know that. And I think tonight we proved it.
No doubt about that. Dom DeFazio, congratulations on a great victory tonight.